Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we're learning so much about the difference between the life of the Spirit and the life of the flesh. Lord, we're so grateful for your grace. And as we learn more today through this book of Galatians that you provided by Paul the Apostle, I pray that your Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth, empower us to live according to that truth, so that we might be able to be pleasing in your eyes and that we would walk and be led by your Spirit. We thank you, Lord, for your blessing us today with your word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The title to today's lesson is The Flesh List Continued. It's taken from the book of Galatians chapter 5 and verse 20. As Paul the Apostle continued his effort to share the importance of being led by the Spirit of God, he's begun a list of the way the flesh manifests itself. In chapter 9, in verse 19 of chapter 5, he listed adultery, fornication, lasciviousness, and uncleanness. In verse 20 of chapter 5 in Galatians, he continues to share where he wrote idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies. Paul begins with idolatry. Idolatry is the worship of false gods, such as loving anything other than the one and true God. People are naturally bent to worship something. And even if they do not believe there is a God, they worship that idea. Generally, what we give our life to, devote ourselves to, give our resources to, and give our time to can be our God. This is just another manifestation of the flesh nature. Paul adds witchcraft. Witchcraft comes from the Greek word pharmakeia. It's the word from which we get our English word pharmacy. In other words, it's not just hocus pocus and incantations, but rather the use of mind-altering chemicals such as drugs or alcohol. The flesh nature is prone to participate in witchcraft or pharmacy, and we must remember that if we walk in the Spirit, we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Next, Paul wrote hatred. Hatred means enmity or antagonism, bitterness, malice, rancor, spite, venom, or detestation. The flesh nature is prone to hate those who do not do as they desire, and the person who has hatred toward another person manifests the natural state of the flesh. Paul continues, variance. Variance is contention, strife, and wrangling. It is very natural within the flesh to be in contention, strife, and wrangling with others, especially when they do not act or say things in a manner we desire. The idea is like a tug-of-war, where there's a pulling back and forth as in a struggle for position. Paul adds emulations. Emulations comes from the Greek word zelos. It means an excitement of mind, ardor, fervor of spirit. It's a word that from which we get the word zealot. It can contain a fierceness of indignation and may be prone to a punitive zeal. In its roots, it is envious and denotes contentious rivalry and jealousy. Generally, it is love that is threatened from without and the desire to destroy that which threatens that love. Paul next wrote wrath. Wrath comes from the word thumos, from which we get our word thermometer. The idea behind wrath is passion, angry, heat, anger brought forth, boiling up and soon subsiding again. Like a boiling thermometer at wrath within someone, that wrath in someone can go up and down. And the outward expression of anger is usually demonstrated through wrath. Paul adds strife. Strife is the word aretheia, and it means electioneering or intriguing for office and courting distinction, a desire to put oneself forward, a partisan and fractious spirit which does not disdain low arts, partnerships, or fractitioners. All we have to do is consider politics, whether in local venues or national, and we will understand the manifestation of the flesh here. Paul next said seditions. Seditions has the idea of dissension or divisions. Whenever there are opposing sides to issues which lead to wrangling, strife, wrath, and other manifestations of the flesh, Usually seditions are involved as well. The flesh nature has within it a desire to always be right, and whichever side it chooses is the right one. This thinking often leads to seditions. Finally, Paul wrote heresies. Heresies has within it the root of the idea of taking or capturing as if storming a city in battle. There's a choosing or choice involved. It's like a group of men following their own party. Whenever seditions occur, people tend to cling to one or the other party because of diversity of opinions and aims. Whenever false teaching and doctrine are presented, the flesh nature may tend to follow it. And of course, this is one of the themes of the whole book of Galatians. Paul's list continues, but we shall wait until another time to share about those. Hopefully, we're not finding ourselves within all of these manifestations of the flesh. But if we are, we must remember that if we are walking in the Spirit, we will not fulfill these fleshly desires at all. Next time, Paul will conclude his list of the works of the flesh. So read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His Word. In Jesus' name.